Well, it's hot again. I can tell because I've drank more water than Ricky Williams the night before a drug test. Plus, master sweat rings are the size of crop circles, and I'm shedding like a young James Gandolfini in the shower. Not to mention, my sack is moister than David Blaine right now. But hey, at least I've got shade, right? Yeah, shade. Whoopee. Precious is inside with the air conditioning, but old Jerry gets to kick it treeside in the shade. Well, I'm hot, damn it, and getting a hot dog shade is like giving a starving man one Lay's potato chip. Well, you can surely see the cruelty in such an act. So you know what? F*** shade. No, I'm serious. F*** it. I'm not going to put up with this all summer. A dog needs an escape too, man. And I don't know what I'm going to do to get that escape, but hey, my nuts, I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Jerry, cut it out. We've got company coming, and I don't want you making them uncomfortable with that mess.
Oh, but never mind my comfort, is that it? I guess as long as old Jerry hasn't burst into flames, he's just living the dream, huh? Yes, sir. School's out for the summer for Jerry. Well, I damn near had it with your abuse, master, and I'm going to go wait out this stupid heat inside the car.
1 hour later.
Whew, I don't want to give master the satisfaction of knowing I was wrong, but I think it may be hotter in the car. Holy shit, this should be illegal. Hey, wait, what the hell is going on in the driveway? The air conditioner must have broken. Master's bringing furniture outside the house.
Ha ha! F*** you, Precious!
Wait, now what is Master doing? He's bringing out his clothes, too. And dishes? And books? And old board games he has to know are missing pieces? And those two phallic-looking lamps Paul gave him for Christmas 3 years ago? Oh, Master's finally gone off the deep end. And here I thought he'd work up to it. You know, like wearing a diaper to go get the mail. Staging beauty pageants with paper dolls he cut out of department store catalogs. Or renting The New World starring Colin Farrell. Or maybe Female Master has finally just had enough with the old boy. Yeah, maybe she's kicking him out, making him live in the driveway after all these years.
Master, I'd put that mattress under some shade if I were you. Just trying to help, big guy. You hang in there. This is the worst of it, trust me.
Oh, crap, he can't hear me. I've got to get out of this car. You know, go investigate this a little further. I'm going to have to prove my point that it's too hot outside later. Well, would you look at all this stuff? Man, I haven't seen some of this crap in years. Take this old couch, for example. First piece of furniture I ever peed on. Nostalgia, man. You gotta love it. Peed on that old entertainment center as well. Took a dump in that armoire. And I won't even tell you what I did to that birdhouse. Oh, the memories. They really are like the corners of your mind, man. Well, you know, what do you say we, you know, for old time's sake? Yeah.
Jerry, what are you doing to the old couch? Get away from there. Can't you see we're having a yard sale? Damn it. Now who's going to pay $12 for that couch? Well, you've given me no choice, Jerry. I've got to re-tag it now. Mother, where'd you put the price tags? Jerry just peed on the old pee-stained couch. We got to mark it down to $8.
And you just left me to pee on it again. So,
hello? Anybody here? I hope I'm not too early.
Oh, hey, lady with blue hair. Nice shopping cart.
Oh, there's a nice doggy. Are you a nice doggy?
Why, yes, I am. Oh, sure, I'm no Katie Couric, but I'd say I'm nice. Quite nice, really. In fact, just the other day...
Hey, put back those f***ing doilies, lady. You heard me? Put them back. Those aren't your doilies. I'm serious. Put them down. What do you think we're running here? Some sort of goddamn doily free-for-all?
Jerry, you cut it out right now. You're scaring the poor lady.
Oh, well, thank God you're here, Master. I just nabbed Ma Barker here red-handed.
Stealing the doilies, weren't you? You wrinkled old piece of shit. Well, I bet you didn't count on dealing with Jerry the dog when you woke up this morning for your little doily heist, did you?
Jerry, hush. Don't worry about him, ma'am. He's harmless. What can I help you with?
These doilies. How much for one?
I believe a nickel.
And for the whole box?
A dime.
Oh, I don't know about that, then.
Well, feel free to look around.
Look around? What the? Well, that is it. Here I am, hot, dehydrated, confused, clearly unappreciated. I mean, can things get any worse?
Hey, Jerry! What you doing, boy?
Timmy.
Well, I heard Uncle Walter was having a yard sale, boy. And, well, I must admit, I'm a bit of a sucker for good old-fashioned barter. You see, Jerry, you just never know when, hey, Daddy's wiener lamps. I was wondering where those went. Like I was saying, you never know, Jerry, when some poor sap, sorry, Uncle Walter, may clean out his closet or chest of drawers and give away, by mistake, a classic comic book. Or perhaps a bubblegum card or a timeless figurine he or she didn't have the collector's savvy to have appraised. Why, you might be surprised to know, Jerry, that it was through the home market experience that I happened across this very Huckleberry Hound mask I'm wearing as we speak. I mean, sure, God only knows how many children stuck their diseased tongues through the tiny plastic mouth sliver, but I'll have you know, it cost me but a quarter, and is worth no fewer than $83 on the black market, but also worth an age of satisfaction for a starry-eyed adolescent who yearns for the simpler times Hanna-Barbera oft managed to capture, even over my growing entrepreneurial urges. And who knows what priceless or sentimental gem lies buried beneath this Trevor Trove masquerading as Uncle Walter's tired old sh**.
Okay, that's it. I'm going back to the car. And for good this time.
Hey, Timmy! Tell Master I loved him once. We sure had some good times. Oh, and Timmy, if I'm pawing at the window for the relief from heat exhaustion, whatever you do, don't let me out. Seriously, don't ever let me out. Just please leave me alone with my memories. Free to
pay my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?